June 23rd, the holy female martyr Agrippina. Saint Agrippina was born and educated in Rome. From her childhood, she trained herself to live an evangelical life, driving away the stench of passions from her heart, and filling her heart with the sweet-smelling fragrance of purity, of virginity, and of chastity. She was betrothed to Christ the Lord and, as the bride of Christ, suffered during the reign of Emperor Valerian. She endured flogging with rods until her bones were crushed. An angel of God appeared to her and strengthened her. While being tortured, Saint Agrippina gave up her soul to God. Her companions, Bassa, Paul, Agathonis, translated her relics to the island of Sicily and honorably buried them there. A church was later built there in Saint Agrippina's honor. Countless miracles were wrought from her relics. By the power of her relics, even the Hagarenes were turned away from the town where her relics reposed. Saint Agrippina rested in the year 275 AD and was crowned with glory. The holy martyrs Eustochius and Gaius and others with them. Eustochius was a pagan priest during the reign of Emperor Maximian, and by witnessing the heroism of the Christian martyrs rejected paganism and was baptized. Eudoxius, the bishop of Antioch, personally baptized him. After that, Eustochius gradually converted his relatives to Christianity. His relative Gaius was baptized along with three children, Probus, Lollius, and Urban. All of these and others with them were brought before the court, tortured and beheaded in Lystra for the sake of their faith in Christ the Lord. Their souls took up habitation in the eternal kingdom of Christ. The commemoration of the icon of the all-holy birth-giver of God, Theotokos of the town of Vladimir. When the Tartar king Ahmet besieged Moscow, Prince John Vasilievich set out with an army to defend the city. Even though the army of Prince John was smaller in number and weaker than the Tartar army, nevertheless it emerged victorious. All at once an indescribable fear overcame the Tartars, and they became confused and fled. Everyone ascribed this unexpected success to the icon of the all-holy birth-giver of God, before whom the Russian people prayed for salvation from the Tartars. As a result of this, June 23rd was designated in Russia for the commemoration of this miracle, the history of the repentance of Theophilus. Theophilus, out of envy toward the bishop, rendered his soul to the devil and, in writing, renounced Christ and the birth-giver of God, Theotokos. However, after that, Theophilus repented bitterly and obtained the forgiveness of the Holy All-Pure One. After 40 days of fasting and tearful prayers, Theophilus received back the paper he had written renouncing Christ, which he had given to the devil, and openly confessed his sin in church before the bishop and the people. When the bishop pronounced the words of forgiveness and administered Holy Communion to him, the face of Theophilus shone as the sun. Behold an example of how the merciful God not only forgives the sins of true penitents, but also includes them among the saints. Hymn of Praise, Saint Agrippina.
Agrippina, purer than the lily of God's Son, the betrothed, her soul brighter than a flame, and her faith firmer than a rock. To the Lord she prayed while being flogged, chanted psalms while enduring the wounds, forgiving everyone and blessing all. As a pillar of blood stood before judgment, when her bones were crushed, an angel descended, the wounds healed. But when new sufferings were imposed, Agrippina's strength gave out. To God Agrippina gave her spirit. The soul departed, the body remained. The holy relics of Saint Agrippina are the defense of the land of Sicily, medicine to the misfortunate and to the sick, and a protection from the battlesome hordes. By the prayers of Saint Agrippina, may many miseries pass us by.
Reflection. Christian patience is a meek patience, but patience with a weak malice does not differ much from vengeance. Our saints are great in every good evangelical work, but how great and magnificent are they in meek patience! Perhaps they appear the greatest to us in this goodness because we are the smallest in it. When the desert fathers at one time had gathered around John Kolovos the Short to hear an instruction. A certain envious one heckled, "Your vessel, O John, is full of poison." To that the meek John immediately responded, "You said that only seeing the exterior, but what would you have said if you could see the interior?" When they brought out Cyprian, the bishop of Carthage, for beheading, he commanded that 25 gold pieces be given to his executioner following his death. Contemplation, to contemplate the miraculous healing of Zacharias from dumbness. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak, blessing God. St. Luke chapter 1 verse 64, how Zacharias became dumb because of his disbelief in the angel of God. How Zacharias spoke as soon as he fulfilled the command of the angel, and asking for a writing tablet, he wrote the words, "John is his name." St. Luke chapter 1 verse 63, how dumbness will fall from my soul as soon as I begin to fulfill the commandments of God, and how my soul will be full of words and wisdom according to God. Homily, about how we need not envy the sinners. Be not emulous, envious of evil men. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 1. Does anyone envy the leper? No one envies him. Why then do some envy the evil man when evil is a greater sickness than leprosy? Leprosy is a disease of the flesh, but evil is a disease of the soul. A leper can be healthy within, while he is unhealthy on the outside. However, the evil man can be healthy on the outside, but his interior is ill. His heart is sick. Greater value has a tree that is sick on the outside, but has a healthy core, than a tree that is healthy on the outside, but has a rotten core. Thus, leprosy is a lesser evil than evil, i.e., than sin, because under evil, the all-wise one thought of sin as evil. Does the physician envy the sick person? He does not envy him. Neither does the righteous one envy the sinner. If you do not know whether you are righteous, examine your heart. Do you envy the sinner? If you envy the sinner, then you are not righteous. If you do not envy the sinner, then rejoice, O righteous one of God. The sick person can envy the healthy one, but the healthy person does not envy the sick person. Neither does the righteous envy the sinner. A physician recognizes a fatal illness of his patient and, knowing that, he pities him but does not envy him. The righteous one recognizes the sickness of sin, horrifying and deadly, and does not envy the sinner but pities him. O good and compassionate Lord, uproot envy from our hearts and implant love. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.